We are here in Morrisville, Indiana, and with me here is
Alice Cordes with Churches in Mission.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about Churches in Mission.
We are a faith-based assistance organization that serves the northern half of Morgan County, supported by 9 area churches, as well as the community as a whole. We provide not just the food pantry, but we have financial assistance, clothing, household items. We try to have available anything that will help sustain or maintain a good, stable home life for our families.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about earlier that the poverty in the rural area is different than the city. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Probably the biggest issue that we have in Morgan County is that our poverty is primarily rural, and that has a unique challenge in that we don't have transportation here. There's no way to provide transportation, 6 miles down a country road that's bumpy and hilly to pick somebody up to take them to work. So getting to a job, getting to resources, it's just very, very difficult. So people have to have transportation to be able to maintain a lifestyle. And that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah. You also mentioned that you have like 9 churches mm-hmm. that come together. Maintaining that, establishing is one thing, but maintenance of that is different also. Can you share us a little bit about if a community would like to have something like this? Mm-hmm. What are the challenges and what have you done? And of course, what are the benefits?
Well, I think I'll start with the benefits. The benefits are that by working together, we do the most amount of good. We can be most responsible with our resources, reach the most number of people, provide the best help. And so I think that's the largest benefit. And by sharing our commonality and our love of Jesus Christ, we're able to reach out in a very effective way. We started with 3 pastors who felt that if they worked together, they could be more effective than if they worked independently of one another. Over the past 27 years, we have involved 9 area churches with us. There are many, many more churches available that we would love to have work with us, and some of them support us in a variety of other ways but are not fully supporting in the sense that they would provide financial assistance, volunteers, do a food drive for us, and support us prayerfully. Those that are fully supporting churches do have representation on our board of directors.
Mm-hmm. So your board of directors are comprised of?
Members, lay representative from the churches. It could be a pastor, mm-hmm. But it is it's primarily a lay-driven program. Mm-hmm. Ministers are quite busy, and so we find that we have the members of the churches that are the most supportive of us. Mm-hmm. We find that communicating among the churches to be a very important piece of what we do. I rely on the board members to get the information back to their churches on what we need here, what's going on here. They're sort of the mouthpiece for what we do. Okay. And it's very important that we keep that communication piece open.
Right. Also, you mentioned about the resources. So your resources come from community, and tell us a little bit about that.
We have a great amount of support from local businesses and organizations. The school is extremely supportive, but our largest financial donors are individuals in the community, and that is something that is across the country the most common thing, that individuals are the ones who are stepping up and providing the financial support that's needed here.
Mm-hmm. Any encouragement for other rural areas, churches in central Indiana?
I would just say that if you can come together, meet, pray together, and discuss what the needs are, and then look at ways that you can work together to meet those needs, you'll find that you do them more effectively. I'm very proud of what we do here. I guess pride's maybe not a good thing, but I think that the fact that we work together so effectively and have done so for such a long period of time speaks very highly of leaving our own agendas at the door And as we come in here, we are here as Christians working for this community.
Thank you, Alice. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.